Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Henry Reber, Cab Calloway, and Nat Shilkret, blow some bubbles, and have some songs for the season. Last week, December 18th, marked the birth in 1902 in Illinois, well, maybe Wisconsin, of vocalist and composer Henry J. Reber, R-E-B-E-R. He was one of 11 children born to John Reber and Magdalena Weiss, who were both born in Switzerland, married in 1892, and emigrated to the U.S. in 1893. Henry was born into a musical family. Both parents sang, and Henry's mother and aunt both performed Swiss yodeling around Milwaukee, including at the Knickerbocker Hotel. In the 20s, Henry worked as a song demonstrator in a dime store, and about 1927 married his wife Catherine. From 1927 to 29, he sang and recorded with the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra. He was known to friends and family as Hank or Bubs, but on records was credited as Henry Bubbles Reber, a nickname attached to him because he was always so bubbly. He also recorded under the pseudonyms Tom Clayton and Dick Murray. He made at least one record under his own name as Henry Bubbles Reber, the crooning tenor, You Taught Me How to Love You, on the Broadway label. Henry is listed as a recording and radio artist and pictured as Bubbles Reber on the sheet music of Though I've a Million Things to Do, I'll Still Find Time to Love, written by Frank Stewart, which is on the flip side of You Taught Me How to Love You. Henry Reber wrote the music and words to Dreams of Dixie in 1926, but unfortunately I could find no recordings of it. In 1930, following his musical career, Henry was living in Oconomowoc in Waukesha County, Wisconsin, where he managed a laundry. And I threw that in there just so I would be able to say the word Oconomowoc. In 1935, he was working as a car salesman and later owned his own dealership in Milwaukee. In 1944, Reber moved to California, where he and his brother Herman bought a bowling alley and cafe, which they ran for several years before Henry returned to selling automobiles. Henry Bubbles Reber died in Contra Costa, California on January 22, 1969. So, with greetings and best wishes to Henry's 90-year-old Aunt Madeline, nieces Madeline, Lorna, Wanda, and Loanne, great-niece Heidi, and nephew David, here are three from Henry Bubbles Reber.
By the silvery moon we'll sit and spoon till dawning, holding hands and cuddling up tight. Cock-a-doodle-doo-doodle-doo-doodle-doo when the rooster is crowing. Cock-a-doodle-doo-doodle-doo-doodle-doo then I've got to be going. When the morning glories wake up, in the morning, then I'll kiss your two lips good night. Mm-hmm.
Shake like the dew. Oh, that's the wobbly walk. Wiggle your shoulders, wiggle your knees, scatter your fingers out for the breeze. Oh, that's the wobbly walk. Like the wavy ocean, get that motion to and fro. Slap down your left, slap down your right, there you go. That's got 'em, shoulders and fingers, ankles and feet. Just make it hotter as you repeat. Thank you.
you have three from Henry Bubbles Reber with the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra, all recorded in Chicago and all on the Broadway label. From around May of 1928, we heard both sides of Broadway 1177, Wobbly Walk, and Ready for the River, composed by Neil Moret with the lyrics by Gus Kahn. We started off our tribute to Henry Bubbles Reber in October of 1927 and When the Morning Glories Wake Up in the Morning, composed by Fred Fisher with the words by Billy Rose. The Wisconsin Roof was a ballroom located on the roof of the Wisconsin Theater in Milwaukee and was one of two roofs operated by the Devine brothers. George ran the Wisconsin Roof and brother Tom Devine the Indiana Roof in Indianapolis. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For this next segment of the show, we're going to sort of continue our tribute to Henry Bubbles Reber with a set of rapidly rotating records about, that's right, Bubbles, beginning with Henry Hudson's band.
Troubles into little bubbles and blowing them all away. I'm saving my sorrow right until tomorrow and living just for today. I'm saying hello sunshine, goodbye rain. Worries may come, worries may go, but just the same, I'm turning my troubles into little bubbles and blowing them all away.
on a bubble, throwing kisses at the moon. Can't keep my feet on the ground since I've found you care for me. Floating on a bubble, life is just a happy tune. My heart takes heavenly trips since you gave your lips to me. I'm riding high in the sky, having my fun. I go where the breezes blow. I'm throwing rainbows down at everyone and shouting, look out below. Floating on a bubble, singing to the stars above. A million dreams coming true since I fell in love with you.
Bubbling over with sweet romance, I found a reason to sing and dance. I'm bubbling over, I'm proud as a peacock when I'm out walking with you. I'm bubbling over, I effervesce, I seem to sizzle in your caress. And I'm conversing with heaven in person, dear, when I'm talking with you. Oh, when you're kissing me, ooh, what that does do. Oh, when you're kissing me, I feel like a miniature Vesuvius. I'm bubbling over like vintage wine. I'm bubbling over now that you're mine. My heart's in clover, and I'm bubbling over with love for adorable you.
How about that? We got through a whole segment of bubble records without forever blowing any. We started off with Henry Hudson's band, credited on the label of that October 1927 Edison Bell Winner 78 as the Plaza Band, and I'm turning all my troubles into little bubbles. H.W. David wrote it, along with Felix Kept on Walking, A Rose in a Garden of Weeds, and By the Old Red Mill. The vocalist was Henry Hudson himself. Next was the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, who were blowing bubbles all day long on September 28, 1922. Raymond Hubble was the composer who also brought us New York, What's the Matter with You?, Hello, I've Been Looking for You, and Poor Butterfly, along with many others. That was followed by Sonny Schuyler with Abe Lyman and his orchestra, who were floating on a bubble on January 21, 1937. Floating on a Bubble was written by Dave Franklin and Cliff Friend. And we finished up that bubbly set with what I believe is a triple R debut for Skeeter Palmer and his orchestra, with I'm Bubbling Over from March 17, 1937. In 1942, Skeeter Palmer had an early morning radio show on WJR in Detroit and was also appearing at the Brass Rail nightclub. One night he figured it was too late to go home and so went straight to the station and found a nice couch in the ladies' lounge. It was apparently so comfortable that he slept right through his show and was found in the morning by station staff. This very day, December 25th, marks the 109th anniversary of the birth in Rochester, New York, of singer and bandleader Cab Calloway. He grew up in Baltimore, Maryland, where he first took up singing in church, and after high school moved to Chicago to join his older sister Blanche. His father was a lawyer, and Calloway entered Crane College to study law, but soon left to pursue a career in show business. In 1925, he was working as a drummer in Chicago's Sunset Club, and in 1928 was leading his own band, the Alabamians. The following year, he moved to New York, and by 1930 was leading Cab Calloway and his orchestra at Harlem's famed Cotton Club, where he became a regular, alternating engagements with Duke Ellington. He had his biggest hit in 1931 with Minnie the Moocher, and with its famous call and response, he became known as the King of Heidi Ho. He became one of the most successful performers of the era and was heard on radio, appeared in films, and even wrote a couple of books. His career had a resurgence following his appearance in the 1980 film The Blues Brothers, and he continued performing into his 80s. Cab Calloway died in Hockessin, Delaware on November 18, 1994, at age 86. Here with greetings and best wishes to Christopher Calloway Brooks, Cab's grandson and current owner and director of the Cab Calloway Orchestra, are three from the Heidi Ho Man. We'll be right back.
Montague is up. With the up-to-date ones and learn that brand new craze. Listen, bow, you gotta swing and grab your gal and do that thing. Learn that chick time dance they call hot razzmatazz. No excuse for dignity, just get loose and follow me. Swing your partners one and all to hot razzmatazz. I'm here to bet you it's gonna get you, it soon will head your lips. Oh, what a rhythm, it's got a rhythm that your feet cannot resist. It sends you young and all over it. How to call for it. On the floor, they call for more for hot your ass today.
I don't think you're going to find a better example of Cab Calloway's scat stylings than right there. Hotcha Razzmatazz from January 23rd, 1934. Hotcha Razzmatazz was written by Andy Razaf, Irving Mills, and Will Hudson. Cab also sang it in the film short Cab Calloway's Jitterbug Party, which was filmed in the Cotton Club. Before that, an instrumental, Hot Water, written by Will Hudson and recorded December 7th, 1932. And we started off our tribute to Cab Calloway with Got a Darn Good Reason Now for Being Good, written by Lamar Wright, trumpeter in the band, and DePriest Wheeler, who played trombone. Cab Calloway and his orchestra from their first recording session, July 24th, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. Today, December 25th, marks the birth in 1889 in Queens, New York, of Nathaniel Shilkret. At the age of 5, he began studying clarinet with his father, but he also studied piano with Charles Hambitzer, who also taught the young George Gershwin. At age 15, he was accepted by the Russian Symphony, and in his early years he played with the New York Symphony, New York Philharmonic, the Metropolitan Orchestra, and a concert band led by John Philip Sousa. At age 24, Shilkret became musical director of the Victor Talking Machine Company, where he arranged and conducted ensembles including the International Novelty Orchestra, Shilkret's Rhythm Melodists, the Troubadours, the All-Star Orchestra, the Ever Ready Radio Group, the Hilo Hawaiian Orchestra, and the Victor Salon Orchestra, which he formed in 1924. Beginning in 1925, Schilkert worked regularly in radio as Victor turned to radio as a publicity medium. He moved to Hollywood in 1935 and worked as an arranger, conductor, and musical director for RKO Radio Pictures, most notably on Swing Time in 1936. Nat Schilkert died in Franklin Square, Long Island, New York, on February 18, 1982. The last time Nat Schilkert had a birthday segment was back in 2007 when we played several of his records, but he was also an arranger and prolific composer. He wrote The Lonesome Road, first recorded in 1927 by Gene Austin, who wrote the lyrics. Other Schilkert compositions include Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, with lyrics by L. Wolfe Gilbert, If I Should Send a Rose, co-written with Robert Louis Cheyenne, and these. Thank you.
you'll understand. When they do that dance, that's known as wiping the pan. That dance called wiping the pan. She is a fan of Randy Cage and the can step around Billy, that old drunk man. When they do that dance, that's known as wiping the pan. Pan, pan. We the palms turn down, they circle them around.
Take the palms turn down,
with their elbows high, they knock it up and down. Watch out, you jaw. Up jumps the sister with a new kind of pretty shouting woman. Don't need no man. When you do that dance, that's known as wiping up pants.
Johnny Marvin with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with a Nat Shilkret Lou Pollock song, Some Sweet Day, from April 18, 1929. Before that, the Hi-Hatters with the Revelers, Louis James, James Melton, Elliot Shaw, and Wilford Glenn, identified on the label only as Male Vocal Quartet, with Wipin' the Pan, written by Shilkret, Willard Robeson, and Abel Baer. That was recorded November 8, 1928. And we started our tribute to Nat Shilkret with Dance of the Toy Regiment, written by Nat Shilkret and Joe Green. I've played it by the Victor Salon Orchestra, directed by Shilkret, but you heard it there as a xylophone solo by Joe Green. Since it's Christmas Day, after all, we're going to wrap up the show with some songs for the season, beginning with the Three Sisters.
Excuse me, Mr. Cantor. I'm from Associated Press.
Yes?
We're interviewing some of the stars out here in Hollywood. Tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? Well, it's simple and it's plain. It isn't tied with ribbons or wrapped in cellophane. If Santa passes by my stocking, I promise not to mind a lot. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got, a pair of loving arms around me, a garden of forget-me-not. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got, a friend or two, a peaceful sky of blue, a place to hang my hat when work of day is through. If Santa passes by my chimney, I'll still be happy like as not. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got.
If Santa passes by my stocking, I promise not to mind the law.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got.
A pair of loving arms around me, a garden of forget-me-not.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. You know, there's a lot of unhappiness in the world today, but we still have peace over here. In this country, we really have Christmas 365 days each year.
If Santa passes by my stocking, I'll still be happy like as not.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things.
Just to keep the
peace. Just to keep the peace.
We started this final segment of this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with the BBC Dance Orchestra, directed by Henry Hall, and a very charming record, The Fairy on the Christmas Tree, composed by Harry Parr Davies. The Three Sisters sang the Roma Campbell Hunter lyric in London on November 29, 1936. Next, it was Eddie Cantor with Jerry Joyce and his orchestra, along with Robert Mitchell, St. Brendan's Boy Choir, and The Only Thing I Want for Christmas from 1939. On his latest Shellacstack podcast, Brian Wright played a record by Von DeLith, masquerading as Gloria Gear, called Santa Claus at the Christmas Party. We finished up with another one of Von DeLith's Gloria Gear Christmas records, The Spirit of Christmas, recorded in August of 1925. This is the final Rapidly Rotating Records show of 2016, and I hope you'll click in or tune in again next year. I want to wish you all very happy holidays, and as always, thank you ever so much for your very kind attention.